WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. 13 counties in Wisconsin have an agreement with ICE to enforce immigration laws, and Marathon County could be next. Hannah Schwarz is a staff attorney with the ACLU of Wisconsin.
ICE is now turning to counties to say, hey, do you have space and are you willing to basically do the job that we were doing before? Because we're trying to expand the number of beds for housing immigrant detainees because we're just trying to arrest as many people as possible.
There are different versions of these agreements called 287G agreements. The Marathon County Sheriff's Department is considering a jail enforcement model. That means local law enforcement can use their facilities to house people in immigration detention on behalf of ICE. The ACLU has denounced the potential Marathon County partnership with ICE.
Partnering with an agency that has done roving patrols in cities across the country, that is racially profiling people, that is throwing tear gas at residents, that has been hauled before multiple courts that say what they're doing is illegal. Partnering with that kind of agency is just unacceptable.
The ACLU of Wisconsin is also suing several county sheriff's departments over their cooperation with ICE, including Marathon County. The lawsuit argues that sheriffs who honor ICE detainers, which are voluntary requests to hold individuals for up to 48 hours beyond their release time, are violating state law. The lawsuit is also challenging the Marathon County Sheriff's Department for notifying ICE of every person booked into the jail who was not born in the U.S., regardless of immigration status.
I think that is a perfect example of the Marathon County Sheriff's Office practice of disrespecting its community members and also being willing to partner with a lawless federal agency.
The federal government reopened last week, but Wisconsin state lawmakers are taking precautions for the future. Lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at expanding access to food assistance during a government shutdown. The Keep Wisconsin Fed package was introduced on Thursday. It includes several proposed bills seeking to direct how the state government should react without federal funding for programs like SNAP. The bill package includes expanded funding for the Farm to School program. It also creates the Farm to Fork program, which would make grant funding available to things like food banks and childcare centers to purchase food grown by local farmers. Other measures in the bill package would expand state aid for free school meals and new incentives to reduce food waste. Tech giant Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is putting a 700,000-square-foot facility in Beaver Dam. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Meta company leaders say they'll be spending more than $1 billion on the project. They say it'll create more than 1,000 construction jobs and then more than 100 permanent jobs once it's built. Officials from Meta have not released how much power the data center will consume. But WEDC says the company is paying for $200 million worth of energy upgrades. The company is giving $15 million to Alliant Energy to help families who can't afford their utility bills and will be preserving almost 600 acres as wetlands in partnership with Ducks Unlimited. According to WPR's reporting, the city created a tax incentive program for Meta, and once it expires, the mayor says Meta will be paying about 15% of all incoming tax revenue for the city. The project is expected to be finished in 2027.
An Abbotsford vet supplier is selling Christmas trees to support a local nonprofit. Northern Lakes Vet Supply will donate all proceeds to the Ronald McDonald House in Marshfield. Their Christmas tree sale opened yesterday and will continue until they run out of trees. They have 150 trees to sell, and it's first come, first serve. The supply store will also be selling trees before the Abbotsford Christmas Parade next month. Porch pots and kissing balls will also be available at their December 6th event. An annual Marshfield Holiday Lights display will open early this year to support local food pantries. The Rotary Winter Wonderland at the Wildwood Park and Zoo opens a pop-up this weekend, and the Rotary will be accepting donations of non-perishable food items, hygiene products, and winter clothes. They will also accept monetary donations. In a community announcement, the organization says the early opening comes in response to an urgent call for help from local food pantries facing critically low supplies ahead of the holiday season. The display opens Friday at 5 p.m. and will end Sunday at 9 p.m. The new Wausau Hy-Vee opened this morning. The Iowa-based company announced the purchase of the former county market and its neighboring Circle K convenience store last month. The company also turned the Circle K convenience store into a Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh location. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding residents to practice safe driving around emergency responders in honor of Crash Responder Safety Week. The State Patrol is reminding drivers that the state's Move Over law requires them to change lanes away from an emergency vehicle on the road with its lights on. Violations of the law could result in a $263 citation or worse if a crash does occur. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Giannis with an injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo had to leave last night's game in the first half after apparently suffering a groin injury. The Bucks went on to lose 118-106 to the Cavaliers. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, how bad did Giannis look in the locker room?
Didn't look great, I can tell you that.
He'll now undergo an MRI. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Southern Illinois at Edwardsville, 94-69. Wisconsin now ranked 23rd. NFL, Packers running back Josh Jacobs suffering a contusion to his left knee against the Giants, but Matt LaFleur says he's confident in running backs Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks, especially when it comes to pass protection.
That's one thing you can always count on, Chris Brooks, man. That guy is going to do his job. I know he only had the one carry, but I thought he did a nice job on that carry as well, just hitting the hole with some authority. And then Emmanuel, both those guys, you know, have called upon. I have confidence that they're going to get the job done.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We could see a quick little snow shower or two here this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy today. Our high today, right around 38, with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 21. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.